AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, and we start with developments at the Vatican involving not one but two popes. The current one, Pope Francis, asking for prayers for his predecessor, Pope Benedict, who became the first Roman Catholic Church leader to resign his position almost a decade ago. Correspondent Chris Lifsay in Rome.
Up until now, we've been used to popes dying and then having to elect a successor. We've already done that back in 2013. So now there are new questions swirling around the current Pope Francis, who for years now has been suggesting that he might pull the same move, might resign if his own health worsens.
Back here, the weather and the fallout from it continue to cause problems from one coast to the other. Buffalo, New York, remaining seriously snowbound. At least 28 deaths are attributed to recent storms in that region. Nationwide, at least 69. This as another major storm batters the West Coast.
High surf battered the coast of Oregon as the intense storm blew ashore, dumping a deluge of rain across the Pacific Northwest, leaving nearly 200,000 in the dark at its peak.
Power's out now all over the place here.
The worst of it hit during unusually high king tides, flooding streets in Seattle.
Correspondent Carter Evans. Related to all this, but also to internal problems, the huge mess in air travel, one airline in particular.
I'm truly sorry.
Southwest Airlines CEO Robert Jordan has apologized, but admits it could be next week before things return to normal. So for people like Paul Shelby.
So these clothes have been on us for 4 days.
It's a waiting game. The federal government has launched an investigation. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
A group of FTX trading customers suing the bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange, alleging top execs stole their digital assets, purposely blocked them from making withdrawals. Correspondent Matt Piper.
Those suing Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX say in court documents that they stored cash and digital assets on FTX's platform, but have not been able to complete a withdrawal since early November. Attorney Andrew Entwistle is representing those suing the company, who are from the U.S. and overseas.
We're hopeful, and the first step in doing that is to get a declaration that the funds are the customers and not property of the estate.
The ex-FTX head criminally charged by the feds. Visiting New York's Times Square, time to celebrate Good Riddance 2022 Day.
My name is Jacob. I'm from New Jersey. As a healthcare worker, let's get past this pandemic.
Depression from unemployment due to New York City tourism affected by the pandemic.
A tragedy overseas. According to local reports, at least 10 people have died in a fire at a Cambodian hotel casino near Thailand. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3970.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the civil engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting. Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son. But be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite. And you could...
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today. It's now the fun hour. I have to get better branding for that, but it's the lighthearted, fun, make you laugh hour. And what better way to make you laugh than to bring on another comedian to join us? And so our guest for this half hour is Nate Craig, who is an internationally touring headliner and regular at the Hollywood Improv, the New York Comedy Cellar, and Largo, among others. He's played Phil in the Netflix series Maniac and was a cast member on True TV's World's Dumbest. And also, there's a bunch of other things. I'm not going to read all of them off. We can ask him about it. But he's also a Wisconsin native. Not only did he go to UW-Madison, but he also went to Madison West. Go Regions, Nate. I am also a Madison West alum, although I don't know if we were there at the same time.
Wow. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Go Regions.
It doesn't matter. Go Regions. That's very pleasant to hear and also very pleasant to listen to you read my bio. You know, I normally that just felt right. And now I know why.
Well, so you're in Madison right now, right?
I am. I'm driving around in my mom's Honda Civic.
Nice. Nice. Which part of Madison? So were you Nakoma, Shorewood, or which part of the hood did you grow up in?
I grew up in the Monroe District. I don't really know if there was a name for it. Just near West Side.
Nice. Did you go to Malott's at all? The pharmacy on Monroe Street?
Wow, deep cut right there, Greg Bach.
I'm just going to leave. I'm leaving now. See you guys. You guys can just talk.
All right. So tell us a little bit more about your background. So you're from Wisconsin. You went to UW-Madison. Were you doing comedy at Madison, or was this a post-college pursuit?
No, I did start at the time. It was called the Funny Business. It's the comedy club right down on State Street that still exists. It's been a couple different clubs since then, but... yeah, that open mic was where I started.
And so because I also spent some time in L.A., I was not a comedian, I was an actor. But then did you leave right after college to go to L.A., or how did you kind of start getting cast?
You're not born with that kind of voice. That is a journey that it takes to get that kind of dexterity and smooth, silky vocal tunes. I went from Madison to Chicago.
Ah, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
And then at some point, you know, I linked up with your boy Greg Bach, and
howdy.
Here we are.
Because the reason you're in town is you were performing in Madison, but then this weekend, big headliner at the Laughing Tap, correct?
That's right. And I make them put that in the contract, big headliner.
Yeah,
it's the size designation is what's important to me.
Yeah, we got into a big old tiff about it last year. We only put headliner, and boy, did I get text messages about it.
Did he
2 years ago, they put tiny headliner, and I was like, what? Why?
Are you why short? Is that why?
No, he's not. He's a tall man. He's a handsome man. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any other weird requests for the green room when you come to the Laughing Tap?
what do I say, Craig? Bottle of tequila, yep. Sheet of blotter acid, fresh assortment of groceries, and a garden hose.
And every bag of groceries has to be from a different grocery store.
Every item.
And yeah. only beige furniture. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, it's very weird, but
very particular.
I like what I like.
So tell us more about, so you left Madison, went to Chicago. In a summary, how did everything start to work as far, because I feel like trying to be in the entertainment business, it, especially coming from the Midwest, it's not like we have a lot of, there's not a lot of Nepo babies coming from Wisconsin as far as getting your foot in the door with a lot of connections. And so kind of getting that gray area of how did you get your foot in the door to start touring and getting an agent and being on shows? Because obviously, like, this is, I didn't read your entire resume and of what you've done. And like, I feel like a lot of kids in college who dream of doing comedy would love to have this resume.
Oh, well, thank you very much for saying so. I actually do not have an agent. We're still fighting that tree of nepotism. If somebody would have told me how much nepotism runs Hollywood, I maybe would have never moved out there. And it's fascinating to watch. But the good news is there are a lot of other people that are not connected in that town, and they work very hard, and they look out for, they try to just hire the best person. And I like to think sometimes I'm that option. So, what's the answer? Relentless, narcissistic, and lying to yourself.
Yeah.
But
delusion.
But,
it's one part narcissism, one part total delusion. It's
yeah. Yep. It is,
any work ethic in there? Both.
I mean, we just
sure.
We fail upwards. That's how we do it. We fail upwards.
Sure.
Our guest this half hour is Nate Craig, comedian. No, that's for girls. Comedian. He's going to be headlining at the Laughing Tap this weekend for the New Year's Eve shows. So what else? Greg was telling me that you have opened in massive stadiums for Bill Burr. What is that like? I mean, what is it like to play a room that big?
Yeah, I did just get to do a couple dates on his last tour, which was awesome. He is just crushing. He's Bill Burr. If you haven't heard of him, look him up. He's very fun. Not everybody's cup of tea, but the people that love him absolutely love him. And he's one of the best. He's a great friend at this point. And yeah, he's doing arenas. I mean, I got to do the United Center. Where your Chicago Bulls, your Chicago Blackhawks, and your Nate Craigs play now.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
So how, with that many people, because I've done very little stand-up, but I have done some, and they're small rooms, and I can't even imagine what even prepares you for being able to perform in front of that many people when it's just you and a mic?
It's a different experience. I got to say, I was way more nervous the first time I did a theater.
Okay.
I don't know. I just had never seen that, I never felt that kind of wall of energy behind the darkness like that. That sounds like a cryptic line from Apocalypse Now. I don't know. This time it was just like, all right, well, I mean, he brought me here. So, just kind of, you take an extra couple seconds for jokes to land and then the sound to get to you from 150 yards away or however, deep the room is. And then it's, I don't know, they were fun shows. They're wild, rabid comedy fans, the people that come to see Bill. So the crowds were great. And the best part is, and Greg, I don't know if you guys have even thought about this or if... He made them put their phones in bags, the Yonder bags.
Yeah.
And people were on their best behavior. I mean, it was wild to see the psychology of that. Like people just being like, well, I guess, this must be fancy. They made us put our phones away and they were just like church, like in church, they were just there and listening. And it was very fun. When I've worked for him, with him in theaters before, every third show or something, if it's a second show in a night or something, a late show at a theater in Detroit or something, there's going to be 15, they think they're Bill Burr's in the crowd.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And you just got to kind of bludgeon one of them, and then the rest of the crowd loves it, and then you can get on with the show. But I hadn't. And it could be also because the room's so big, you can't hear the hecklers, or it's like, it's just so easy to go over them. But the behavior was exceptional considering the number. I mean, we're talking like 10, 12, 14. I think in Montreal, there was 18,000 people in the room.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We don't have the money for the yonder bags, but what we do is if we see someone on their cell phone too much, I just go up to them. I take their phone and I put it in a Ziploc bag and they get it back after the show is done.
Ziploc.
Yeah.
It's cheaper. It's more humiliating.
I make them put it in there. I open the bag up and I make them put it in. And then I just look at them as if to say, you know why we're doing this.
You should get like a bio waste sticker.
we got a couple minutes until we have to go to the break, but Nate, I wanted to ask you a question really quick with regard to like coming back to shows post pandemic. I know that like people have talked about like what it was like to tour and do shows during the Trump era as a comedian. Did you find any sort of like anything sort of similar as far as like going, doing shows, finding out people's attitudes towards vaccines, the pandemic, masks, that kind of thing? Was there like a time you had to adjust for the audience you were getting who wanted to really go out, but maybe not taking the same precautions that you believed in?
I think and that's why I didn't really tour during the pandemic. I was pretty much on board with, established scientific precedent. And I was my wife was working in an ICU the whole time. I was listening to the science.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think, a lot of comics kept touring through the whole thing. I was like, man, you know what? I don't beat anybody over the head with what I think, but at the same time, like the crowd that would come out to see me probably is not coming out to comedy shows right now, in the middle of that is what I mean. But then afterwards, I feel like crowds, and I hear a lot of people complaining about crowds. I kind of feel like, yes, there's definitely this is my chance to make a scene in public and share what I've been learning on YouTube people. But for the most part, I think people are stay grateful and learn a lot about, how much they appreciate going out to a bar and being at a live event and stuff like that. And also I think people that otherwise would have, ruined shows back in the day are now kind of part of that, free speech, I'm comfortable with you saying anything kind of crowd, which can be code for, you can say racial slurs at my house, but they do often apply that to jokes that would otherwise fly against their politics. Like I hear very red crowds laughing at my jokes, making fun of people who don't believe in vaccine science.
Oh,
if that makes sense.
Yeah. That's super interesting.
I just see people being like, whereas like, we're constantly hearing the narrative on the news about people being just completely split and so polarized. I also see people going in the other direction, which is nice.
Yeah.
Nate,
we got to
push
out because we got to go commercial. But when we come back, we're going to play a game. How Wisconsin is it? You're going to rate stories from 2022 that are quintessentially Wisconsin. We got to go to break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Devil's Advocates.
The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing 3 months after launch. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had just 11,000 downloads.
The profile creation process also asked users to list their thoughts about the January 6th Capitol riots. Two reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles.
The political party that is The Devil's Advocates radio show, live weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m. It's not a-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast overnight with a low of 38. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 47. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 34. Dry with temperatures above average Friday and Saturday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Wisconsin, I'm doing great. The traffic's pretty bad, but I still love it in LA. Oh, Wisconsin, I bet they say I've changed, but you and I both know I'm still the same.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today in the fun hour, taking suggestions on what to call this hour. But our guest this half hour is Wisconsin native, but also internationally touring headliner, comedian,
And more importantly, Madison West Regent.
Madison West Regent. Nate Craig is our guest. And so we thought it would be fun. So yesterday, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I think it was yesterday, this week, let's say, they published what they thought were the most, like the 18 most quintessential Wisconsin stories that happened in 2022. We're not going to do all 18, but I thought we'd play a little game where you can rank or rate these stories on how Wisconsin is that story. Sounds good?
Yeah, I love it.
All right. Especially because who was the singer of that song?
This is Madeline.
Madeline, similar, was from Wisconsin, made it out to L.A. She loves L.A., but you know, she aches for Wisconsin. I ache for Wisconsin. I moved back here because there's just something about this state that is, we love ourselves so much. All right, Greg, first story, go ahead.
First story is, in January, potato chip behemoth Lay's announced a chance for people to win a bag of chips called the Golden Grounds, made with potatoes grown in soil taken from Lambeau Field. Nate Craig, how Wisconsin is that?
Golly, come on, man.
Golly, come on now. That's a pretty
good one. Is that a ranking?
That's Lay's lying to us.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's totally the soil from Lambeau Field.
How many coronaries?
Ooh, a bit of a cynic coming out here.
I'm going to give that a 2 out of 4 bypasses.
Perfect. That's a good ranking. All right, next one. To prepare for her national anthem performance at Lambeau Field in January, Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and Wauwatosa native Grace Weber rehearsed in a walk-in freezer when she saw the forecast for Lambeau, where the wind chill was going to be -5, and realized she didn't know what it was like to sing in freezing temperatures. Nate Craig, how Wisconsin is that?
That's pretty good. I'll give that a 2.5 out of 4 bypasses.
I like that bypasses have now become the standard.
That's the official weights and measures of As Goes Wisconsin.
Yeah. They could have put a tent and a heater out there for her, but
no, she'll be fine. Oh, she'll be fine. She'll be fine.
You don't got one of them walk-ins?
I'll bring my shanty. She can sing from there. It's great. It's fine. We'll put it in a...
Hey, does she know how to ice fish? What did she drink?
She got soft out there in LA, don't you know?
You got real soft out there.
All right, next up. Wisconsin proved once again the state is home to the world's happiest cows when local cheesemakers swept the new cheese curds categories at the World Championship Cheese Contest. That's a mouthful. In March, taking home the top five spots in both the flavored and unflavored category. Nate Craig, how Wisconsin is that?
Well, that's obviously a 4 out of 4 on the bypass scale. That's pretty great.
Also, I want to know, who's eating unflavored cheese?
I know, right?
I love that they swept that, and I would like it if they won no other categories.
I was there. I went to that and made like a segment for the cheese curd competition, and I tried all those cheese curds. They were good. I don't know who else makes cheese curds like us. I don't know if there was any competition, but proud that we won.
Yes.
All right, moving on. So, Quick Trip, Superfan, Cassandra Burger visited every single one of Wisconsin's 457 Quick Trip locations in 2021. She documented her journey, which included visiting 52 locations in one day. Nate Craig, how Wisconsin is that?
Golly. So much diabetes. Why Quick Trip? What has Quick Trip done for this woman in her life? That is extra Wisconsin. That is 4.5 out of 4 bypasses. Good Lord. God love her.
Wait till you hear the next one. The other one's also about Quick Trip.
Keep it on the Quick Trip theme here. Katie and Mark Andres got married this summer in La Crosse. The couple made a pit stop at Quick Trip for some wedding photos before heading to the reception as their favorite stopping point for the pair while they were dating and driving between Mark's home in Milwaukee and Katie's home in La Crosse. Nate Craig, how Wisconsin is this?
Wait, you broke up a little bit. Did what?
They got married, and they made a stop at a Quick Trip in La Crosse for pictures.
Pictures, like wedding pictures at Quick Trip?
Yes.
Man, that's sad. I don't even know what to say. Speechless. To those people. Did they meet at a Quick Trip? No, did they both work at Quick Trip?
They went. So one lived in La Crosse, one lived in Milwaukee, and on their way to see each other, they would make stops at Quick Trip. It was a thing for them. It was an inside joke.
Okay. All right. Well, that feels a little bit better. I like these people. That's nice. They're sweet people. That's good. They started their affair at a Quick Trip. Okay. That's good. I don't know how Wisconsin it is. That just sounds like,
that's just nice.
It's just nice.
dream bigger, guys.
All right. Well, thank you for playing How Wisconsin Is It with us, Nate Craig. There's still some tickets available for one show, right, Greg?
There is a late night Friday show with tickets available. If you go to laughingtap.com, you can find tickets for the Friday, December 30th, 9:45 show. Sorry, folks. All the other shows are sold out.
He's
that popular, folks. The Thursday show sold out. The first Friday show and all of the New Year's Eve shows are sold out. Both shows for that. So, you know, we're just telling you now, get your tickets right this moment. LaughingTap.com, Friday, December 30th, 9:45 to see humongous, gigantic
headliner.
Extra large.
Nate Craig.
And late Friday, sometimes the most fun show of the week. I don't know how it's going to go.
We'll see.
In alcohol Vegas, but it could be most fun.
Nate Craig, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck this weekend. Maybe I'll see you there. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We got one more game.
I was 13. I'd stay up till 3 a.m. singing to no.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief at the Vatican.
Papa Emerito Benedetto.
One Pope asking for prayers for another.
Sta sostenendo la Chiesa.
Pope Francis praying for his 95-year-old resigned predecessor, Pope Emeritus Benedict. A huge rainstorm is now battering the West Coast, especially up north. High tides in western Washington. Kelly Snyder's director of Snohomish County Public Works.
Right now, our crews are out cleaning debris. and sand from the roadways. We're inspecting for potholes.
Southwest Airlines is sorry, really sorry, about that schedule meltdown that has been stranding crowds and luggage at airports all over.
A letter from the airline CEO to employees coming with a huge admission. This issue is operational, bad, outdated technology. It's not weather-related.
Regardless, whatever it's due to, WCCO-TV's Jonah Kaplan says Southwest could need until the weekend to get back to normal operations. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind a Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Madnair and Greg Bach. We are in the last half hour of the fun hour this Wednesday, December 28th. We have today, and then we have tomorrow, and then we have a rerun or a best of on Friday, and then it's the end of the year.
Yeah.
Bye-bye 2022.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was fine. It was a pretty monumental for me personally.
You had a busy year.
I had a very big
radio show, TikTok blowing up. I mean, nothing else really that happened, but whatever. I love you, Mike Sampson.
So I thought, as a fun way to close out today's show, we would fill out this bracket together.
The three of us.
Because that worked so well last week when we were voting on best Packers Christmas songs. But there is a Twitterer named Paul Ferry, who every year does a bracket of the top headlines of whatever the year is. So it's an annual thing. And we're down to the top 16. and we can vote in real time on Twitter. So if you go to at Paul Iski, so it's P-A-U-L-I-S-C-I, you can vote too. But I just thought we'd read them, and then the three of us can, since there is three, we won't have a tie, we can vote in real time on what we think should move on to the next round. All right. Are we ready for the first head-to-head headline?
Dun, dun.
All right. Number one. This is the top seed.
Yeah.
Versus the 16th seed. So the top seeded headline of 2022 is, the city of Ottawa wants to hear your garbage opinions. all right. So that's number one. Number 16. 16 seed. Calgary sculpture less likely to burn clothing now accepts text messages.
It just sounds like an AI on
I don't even
acid.
Know what that means. I don't know what that means at all. But all right, so number one or garbage or sculpture?
I'm going with garbage. I want that's great.
Jane, what do you think?
I don't think you can beat garbage.
I don't think we want your garbage opinions.
You can't beat inviting garbage.
The city of Ottawa wants to hear your garbage opinions. Now you have to go back. We have to go back and find the article and be like, is it their opinions about garbage or is they just want your bad opinions?
Oh, I feel like the people in Ottawa are going to do whatever they want.
All right. Round number two. Number nine. This is the ninth seed.
Okay.
Started out as a fish. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss.
Jesus.
All right. So that's the headline. Started out as a fish. How did it end up like this? That's number nine. Or the ninth seed? The eighth seed. 10,000 bees join protest in Chile. 7 police officers stung.
Oh, that's the winner.
More than started out like a fish?
Yeah, that one just sort of is like, whatever.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
Jane, what's your vote?
Oh, the bees are so intriguing. Yeah.
The bees?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, it's a good like, what makes a good headline? First, the story being ridiculous, but also... It makes me want to go read the story.
You want to know more.
Yeah. See, if I saw it started out as a fish, how did it end up like this? I wouldn't read that because, like, I don't, whatever.
You don't
but,
care.
Like, but there's that headline's almost a story.
10,000 bees.
Ugh.
What do you think they were protesting?
Honey.
their own demise.
Yeah.
All right. Next round. Coming in with the fifth seed.
Okay.
Wow. Monkey that was flushed down toilet. Fed cocaine, now has boyfriend. I'll read it again. Monkey that was flushed down toilet, fed cocaine, now has a boyfriend.
Congratulations.
Yep. So that's number five.
I'm so happy.
The 12th seed going up against the cocaine monkey was man wins legal right to be boring at work.
That's going to be precedent in law.
I don't even know what you just said.
That's going to be precedent in future court cases. That's amazing.
All right. So the monkey that survived cocaine and a toilet that now has a boyfriend, or the man who's now allowed to be boring legally?
I feel like I have to go with the second one just because I was laughing so hard. And all of when I think of that story, I think of Kevin from The Office. So that's my vote's
right.
That.
12. Jane, what do you?
Oh, it's a tough call, but I'm sticking with the monkey who's got a boyfriend.
All right, okay. So that means I'm the...
Your decider.
You're the breaker. Damn it.
I think the bri breaker.
Nah.
I think it's boring. I think it's boring at work.
Boring man?
Yeah. Which is losing. As of right now, it's losing. The 66-33%. But,
I just want to see courts use that as evidence or as precedent.
I also, you want to make, like, how boring is he?
As boring as he wants to be.
I actually think I remember this story. I think it was about him not wanting to go to, like, after work events.
Yeah.
And be like, I don't want to, like, be friends with you guys. I don't want
to pal
job.
With you.
Yeah. I think that was the more of the story. That's a great title or a great headline. All right, next round. 13th seed. Mondrian painting has been hanging upside down for 75 years.
I heard about this one. Yeah. That's great.
All right. That's up against the fourth seed. Top scientist admits space telescope image was actually a slice of chorizo. I remember that.
Yeah, me too. I remember both those
so
stories.
This is what the James Webb telescope was. All the images from that were coming out. And some scientist tweeted out a picture, like a super, super close-up picture of a slice of chorizo and tried to pretend that it was one of the James Webb telescope images. And he's like, it's just sausage.
I think for the science implications for me, I think the second one, I'm with the second one myself. So
I can't dispute that.
Yeah. All right,
for scientific discovery usefulness alone.
And fun thing about that piece of chorizo, very boring. That's it.
Did that get the laugh that you wanted?
It got you to laugh. Yeah. I mean, Jane's just sitting here like a monk in Tibet here, just like, I give you nothing.
Make me laugh harder.
Yeah.
You got to work harder than that, Buck.
Ugh, whatever.
All right. Next round. This is the third scene. Coffee urges staff to be positive, be precise, and not use Oxford commas.
What's the first word?
Coffee. I think that's the name of the person. Coffey. Oh,
okay. Okay. Well,
that's the third. I'm surprised that got such a high C.
Yeah. And I have my opinions on Oxford commas. So, yeah.
So are you on team coffee or team not coffee?
I'm on. So, wait, just to make sure.
Maybe Kofi. I might be pronouncing it wrong.
Cafefe. Yeah. We're talking about the fact, like, you know, you only use one comma. That's Oxford comma, right? Like, if you say, like, Kristen, Jane, and Greg, you'd say, I would say Kristen, comma, Jane, comma, and Greg.
And you, so wait, which one's which?
I don't know anymore. This story is so dumb. I don't like it. It should have gotten third.
I don't think it should have gotten third either. All right, so it's up against... Angry minion with no anus, not related to humans after all, scientists conclude.
Winner.
Winner. Angry minion with no anus is not related to human. See, I need to read more.
Yeah.
That's not even close.
Right? Yeah. But that was 14. That was the 14th seed.
What's wrong with these people?
I know. Bad. All right. So that's a pretty close one. Oxford comma is winning. Maybe there's some grammar nerds who are over representing this poll.
People get very on fire for that topic.
Okay. Next round. This is the 11th seed. Seal breaks into New Zealand home, traumatizes cat, and hangs out on couch.
Are we talking about the English singer?
No, we're talking about an actual animal that I think that emerged from the ocean.
I wasn't sure. Okay, all right.
All right, that is up against. These are both down under part of the world. Perth Museum naming poll chooses Perth Museum.
Yes. I just want to imagine the unveiling of that. Welcome to everybody to the Perth Museum for the new naming. We're going to get in there and we're going to unveil it. The Perth Museum. The people have spoken and we've given them what they want.
Very straightforward, the Australians. Yeah.
They don't mess around in Perth.
All right. So what, the seal hanging out on the couch or the very obvious naming of the Perth Museum?
I like the Perth Museum. That one tickles my fancy.
It's no Bodie McBoatface, but...
What's that from?
Oh, they held a contest in England. They got a new ship to do some... I don't know what it was meant to do off the coast of England or somewhere. And the winning name was Bodie McBoatface.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. This is a couple years ago. You can't beat that, but I will go with the Perth Museum.
All right, Perth Museum. All right, we got a couple more. Oh, I remember this headline. Actually, we know both of these headlines. So, 7th seed, how to murder your husband, writer guilty of murdering her husband. So, this was a woman who literally wrote, I don't know, a book or an article about how to get away with murdering your husband. And then she, in fact, did it.
And didn't get away with it.
And did not get away with it.
Unlike Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct.
Yeah, exactly. All right. This is coming up. I mean, I think this is an obvious one for this team and what we've done so far in the second half of 2022. This is the 10th seed. Chess World rocked rumors of anal beads and artificial intelligence.
Yep. Sorry.
We gotta go with that one, right?
Yep. I mean, that's just...
It's too near and dear to our heart.
Slam dunk. Come on.
I feel like they could call us on conflict of interest as we covered it, but I don't care what the judges say. I'm not looking at you judges right now. I don't care what you say. That one wins.
All right. Last head-to-head debate. This is the 15th seed versus the second seed. The 15th seed is house prices soar in village set to disappear under the sea in the next 30 years.
Oh,
so sad.
Yeah.
Would you buy property if you knew that in 30 years it's not going to be there anymore?
No. And you shouldn't be able to get insured for it either.
people keep rebuilding on places.
My geology teacher in college said, don't ever buy property on water, like very close to water, because eventually it will be in the water.
Like, does that include Lake Michigan?
Yeah. Because eventually it'll erode the soil, it'll erode the land. Maybe not tomorrow or next week, but over time, the water, everything will erode. And
oh, there's houses in Mount Pleasant that are dangling over Lake Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
everything got serious here in the fun hour.
Very serious. All right. Number two. Man who paid $2.9 million for NFT of Jack Dorsey's first tweet set to lose almost $2.9 million.
Winner. We call that person a fool.
I feel like we've seen the crash of all these different cryptos, but I don't know. How do you think NFTs are doing?
Terrible.
Are they also terrible?
They're crashing. Oh, they're absolutely crashing. They don't have any value. And if you read Seth Green's problem with his NFT that he came up with, someone stole it and stole the rights. So
Seth Green, like the actor?
Yeah. And he was developing a TV show off this NFT, and he couldn't do the TV show because he couldn't secure the rights because he no longer owned the NFT because someone hacked into his system and took it, and he couldn't prove it. He had to go through the court system to get it back.
There you go. All right, what wins? The house prices that are soaring but won't be here in 30 years, or the man who lost all the value of the NFT?
Number two for me.
Oh,
number
two. Without a doubt.
Yeah. All right, so... We'll see. I mean, I feel like the next round, this all happens by the end of the year. So, if you want to go vote for yourself, this is on Twitter, Paul Ferry. His user handle is Paul Esky. So, PAULISCI. You can go vote for yourself. Did you disagree with us and think that there is other ones that... Oh, you could also... I wonder if you can submit ones. It'd be fun to do the work to do this for Wisconsin.
Find the weirdest headlines.
Find the best headlines from this year. This is what I'm so impressed because everything this week, I feel like every newsletter I'm subscribed to, Journal Sentinel, you know, like this is the week for media to do roundups of, remember when this happened?
And absolutely.
I will absolutely be leveraging those for tomorrow's show, because who has the time? Who has the time to go back? I mean, how early did they start? When you work in news, the ability to comb through a year's worth of headlines or stories, and how do you come up with the recap without spending hours?
I feel like you start doing it in January.
You just flag it as the year goes
on. As you go, because otherwise it's going to take you forever.
Yep. Yeah.
Because I will say, I was a little surprised at Time Magazine's Most Viral Moments, which we did in the second hour segment. Mm-hmm. Because it's not like a pop culture magazine, and those were really pop culture-y. So
they're trying to find new audience. They're trying to get
Brooklyn,
resident young people like Brooklyn on to the Time Magazine. Also, I just looked up Bodie McBoatface, and it's hilarious.
All right, well, we're gonna take one more break, and when we come back, we're gonna hear about Greg's 2023 resolutions. You ready for that?
I am now.
Surprise! This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your name today, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your name today, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy overnight with lows around 38. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, highs around 47. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, lows level off around 34. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Friday and Saturday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. A quick reminder, since we're at the end of the show, we love hearing from you. So if you have a topic that you want us to cover, or an idea for a guest we should have on, or any feedback, email us. Super easy. AskGoesWisconsin@civicmedia.us.
Just do it.
We love hearing from you.
I love it.
Audience engagement. All right. Well, Greg Bach, since this will be the last time we hear you on these airwaves until 2023.
Oh, okay.
Let's do some round. What will you remember 2022 for?
Personally, bought a house. Still very happy. Even though this morning we had to bring an insulation person in to tell us we need to give them money to fix our house. But, you know, hey, it's part of the deal. But we bought a house. Very, very nice. Very successful year for the Laughing Tap. You know, this is our we opened in 2020. This is our first full year open at maximum capacity.
Oh, yeah.
Because that didn't happen in 2020. Didn't happen in 2020. So 2022 was the first year at full capacity, year round. No, like, hiccups or anything like that. It's been very, very good. So, yeah, it's, you know, between that and just staying healthy and happy and... Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
My stuff, I mean, I feel like we've already talked about myself. I got a radio show, I got a house, I got a husband. A lot happened. This was a good year. It was a good year for me personally.
Put that into a tweet, would you?
It's always a reminder. My brother said this over Christmas, and this is a guy who consumes a lot of information, especially a lot of global information and, like, global markets and stuff like that. So I feel like whenever you consume so much news, it's easy to get very pessimistic.
Absolutely.
On the world.
Yeah.
And I think he, at Christmas Eve dinner, said something along the lines of, you know, the world's probably going to go to hell in 2023. So you really just should just focus on your friends and family, because that's all you can control, which is both, like, happy and good. Yeah. But he's not bullish on 2023, unfortunately. Yeah. But I don't know. Do you have any predictions for 2023, or things that you think, either nationally, internationally, in Wisconsin, stories that you think are going to be a big deal that either gets you excited or worried?
I mean, it's weird. Like, the continued development in Milwaukee is exciting for me, like, seeing what they want to build. But it also makes me a little sad in the heart, because I know that it's going to start that process of pushing people out, because they won't be able to afford to live there anymore. So mm-hmm. It's sort of going the same lines your brother was saying. It's like, oh my gosh, there's great things happening all around the area, but it's going to affect people in really bad ways. And especially having, please remind me his first, Brett, the gentleman who's sitting here during the show today.
Brett.
Talking about the fact that.
Hello, Quinn. Got it.
There it is. Nailed it. The fact that, you know, we live in this time and day where, not low-income housing, but, like, affordable housing is $250,000.
Yeah.
That was heartbreaking. And to find out that where I grew up, I mean, it's so... 2023, I'm excited. I'm cautious. I always say that I am a optimistic realist, where I'm always, keeping my eye out for gratitude, keep my eye out for the good thing, for the good people. But I also understand that the world is kind of, can be a bad place. So kind of waiting for everything, you know. I don't foresee floods, fires, the earth exploding or anything like that. But, you know, I mean, we live in every single year. We always say, like, oh, we couldn't believe that happened. Like, in, you know, January 6th, we never thought that could happen. it could happen again. Who knows? I don't think it will, but I'm prepared. It won't be shocking imagery anymore. Be like, oh, January 6th, part two, Electric Boogaloo. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just saying I just keep my options open, and I want to see good stuff from good people. And I think there will be. There are always good stuff from good people. Yeah. There's always good people out there. We got to keep our eyes on them and maybe not focus on the sexy stories that are just like kind of feed our
the top viral moments.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk less about slapping people on stages and talking more about the work that Brett's doing and all their, you know, can you imagine that? National news story, be like, let's talk about Habitat for Humanity for a moment. They're building a lot of houses. It's good stuff. You don't need to get help? I think I'm going to volunteer next year.
You should.
I think I'm going to.
Because you also need to learn how to fix your own house. So you have to pay someone to insulate
it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
So, maybe we'll do it together. Maybe I'll send Mike to do it. Mike has more free time than I do to go learn about how to fix the house. Do you have any goals, resolutions, expectations for yourself for 2023?
Yes. One big goal is I want to get into some shape. I'm kind of out of shape right now.
Some shape.
Yeah. I've talked about this before. I live on a cycle of weight loss that is pretty amazing. I don't mean amazing. Like, oh, that's amazing. I mean, like, oh, wow. I just want to lose a little weight. I want to get in shape. I want to feel better. I want to, like, you know, just want to do that.
But healthy.
But not do the thing of like January 1, join a gym. Get, you know, I don't want to do that. I want to just start adopting small habits that are better for my body and just get into that place and give myself time. Like, if I don't do it in January, then I'm like, well, to hell with it. I want to do more stand-up in 2023 because I miss it. I haven't done as much as I used to, so I want to start doing more. And also, I want to write and maybe put together a project. I don't know whether it's a podcast or music or something like that, but I want to have fun with the creative side of my brain that is me.
Those are all really good goals. Yeah. You should listen to tomorrow's show at 11:30.
I don't want to.
Dr. Mike's going to be here, and we're talking about resolutions and goal setting and how to do it in a realistic way so you don't let yourself down.
Maybe I'll call in. And be
maybe
like,
you should call in.
I should be like the everyday call-in guy. Like, hi, it's Greg here. Telling, no relation to that guy on Wednesday. Different Greg.
You can just change your name like Mike does.
Yeah.
Mike changes his name every time he calls in to just support me.
I'm just going to be like, it's Mike. This is
Michael Sampson.
Yes, Michael Sampson calling. This isn't Michael Sampson. You don't know. You don't know me, woman.
A lot of Michael Sampsons out there. It's a pretty popular name.
He calls every day. Weird. So I just want to take the creativity. I'm gonna do more with it. I'm gonna create.
Well, you're always free to create stuff here.
Yeah,
we love having you here.
Oh, I'll come in on Tuesdays too. I'll just show up, be like, hi, I'm here.
Like, I'm here now.
Yeah,
I mean, free labor. We'll keep taking it.
It is free labor, folks.
But I'm excited because I think we're gonna try to get more comedians on in the fun hour.
I'm gonna help
on Wednesdays.
Yep.
And play more games, and I feel like it's a very good hump day, Greg Bach day activity to spend some time in that last hour just laughing.
Just laughing, having a good time. I mean, we have the winning hour in the first hour, I think, that lasted all of one episode.
Should we continue to call it the winning hour?
Never again.
Well, will you help me rebrand the fun hour?
In 2023, the Wednesday show will be rebranded to be amazing fun. I don't know. Yeah, we're going to do fun stuff in 2023.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, for now, we're going to wrap up today's show. You should stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening to WXCO in Wausau, then you get the Chad Holmes Show, which is coming up next. But as for us, see you next year, buddy.
See you next year, buddy.
Jane and I will be here again tomorrow for our last show of 2022. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. You don't know my garden.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.